This is your daily KCSU newscast for March 21st, 2017, brought to you by the Interweave Yarn Fest, a festival for all who love the fiber arts, coming to Loveland March 31st through April 1st. And I'm Joe Wood. Research shows that the Colorado River is losing essential water flow, according to Ty Betts of the Collegian. Colorado State University and University of Arizona have found that rising temperatures can reduce water flow up to 30% by the mid-century. Their research has shown that greenhouse gas emissions are causing the rise in temperatures. Higher temperatures mean a longer growing season. It means that plants will need more water than normal and an increase in evaporation. The Colorado River supplies water for most of Colorado's Front Range and seven other western states. The seven states that benefit from the Colorado River must renegotiate water agreements and find a solution to the lack of water flow due to the higher temperatures. A survey finds that CSU women faculty and staff are unhappy with their work environment, reported Stuart Smith of the Collegian. This information was revealed by an internal study done by CSU. These numbers of disapproval are consistent with those of many other schools. The University of California system, Purdue, Syracuse, and CU Boulder all have reported similar numbers. Two reasons for the disapproval ratings are the inadequate parental leave policies and the power that the department chairs hold. This has made it intimidating for women to approach their department heads for raises or leave. It should be noted that not all women have had a negative experience. A list of recommendations was sent to President Tony Frank. He replied with empathy and a willingness to change university policies to heighten faculty and staff approval. A UNC Greeley student receives a mixed verdict in charges of assault on a police officer, reported Aaron Douglas of the Collegian. When the officer went to shut down a large party in January, she reported seeing a woman in an alleyway fighting with a man. The officer approached the woman to defuse the situation, where the woman walked away and would not stop. The officer went to arrest the woman, and she elbowed the officer, where she received skeletal bruising. The officer got her into the cruiser, but the woman had broken her arm in three places. She was treated at the Northern Colorado Medical Center, then booked into a Weld County jail. The case is very controversial in Greeley. The courtroom was full on the first day of litigation, and the jury deliberated for 7.5 hours after, according to the Greeley Tribune. This has been your daily newscast for March 21st, 2017. Brought to you by the Interweave Yarn Fest, coming to Loveland March 31st through April 1st. For more information, visit collegian.com or kcsufm.com.